Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods-Hick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Woods-Hick. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods hit covering, for the out. Aparicio scores. Minoso moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Bunning now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby is walked intentionally. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maxwell. Minoso scores. Doby moves to third. Dropo moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Fox moves to second. It's 10-0, White Sox. Steve Gromeck now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Esposito strikes out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Keegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 11-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-2, White Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-2, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Small pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Small moves to second. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Wilson scores. Small moves to third. Keene moves to second. It's 13-3, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-7, White Sox. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-8, White Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to second. Paul Lapalme now pitching. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Small hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Tigers 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lapalme is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapalme strikes out. Wilson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lapalme out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Minoso hits a line drive towards short. Keane reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Tigers 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Delsing pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to third. Ron Northey pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 14-8, White Sox. Ron Jackson pinch runs for Ron Northey. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Paul Lapalme is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapalme is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapalme hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. he's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-10, White Sox. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Tigers 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Dixie Howell now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to third. Boone moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline scores. Boone moves to third. 2 outs. It's 14-11, White Sox. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Esposito reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 11. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.